Ah, she was. I thought she was gonna stick around. I don't know where she ran off to.
Get better update. I could talk about on the tip side of things, but.
Well, we've got, okay, for the folks on the line, we've got just one thing on the agenda, and that's a status report on our conformity for this year, 2015-2018 TIP. And we have, everybody should have received an email on the project classification. That's all of the projects. That's not all of the projects that are going to be included in the final TIP, but it was pretty. We were talking earlier, I think you probably have seen those projects before. I don't think there's anything new on the horizon, and so.
Are there any new on that project?
The list I was sent, whenever you guys sent out last Monday, was those were all the new projects to be included in your travel demand model. So that was sent out for a preview. I think that's, you know, your thoughts are due back today. If you have any thoughts or comments on staff's comment, i.e. my interpretation of what those projects should, if they're exempt, regionally significant, not regionally significant. With that said, Lubna's not here, but she has started the travel demand model run. That's what we didn't send out, and you with stuff that you've seen before. So, projects that were in the last year's TIP that are being carried over. Projects that were in the out years, like 15, 16, 17, those types of projects. Those are already included in the model. So we didn't send those out for your comment. With that said, she's running the model, and the idea is once the results come out of that, the air quality group will be sending the results of that out in the preview air quality conformity determination. And so that'll be going, what day is that? Is that next Monday that's going?
Well, early in May.
Early in May.
We'll just say early in May. So, of course, that could be this week. No, it'll be next week. Let's just say something next week.
May 9th. So next week, okay. And with that said, so the conformity is going hand in hand with the transportation improvement program. So while travel demand model spitting that out, getting the TIP put together, and that'll be going out to our board, and as well as air quality conformity determination. To the board, DAC will receive a copy. And those documents will be going out for public comment. They're still on track, starting the 29th of May through July 3rd. And the
open houses are all nailed down.
The open houses are nailed down. I had a handout at the last meeting, just had that was listed out. The other things were going to be what they require to post the ad online to let the public know that we're releasing these documents for public comment. So that should be going out in the next week or so. Well ahead, I think it's like 2 weeks ahead of time. Finally, once the public comment period wraps up, the final TIP and air quality conformity will go to the board at the end of July.
We only had, we did have a kind of a minor comment, I guess, from Steve and Cody Brown at EPA Region 7. Was asking about intersection improvements and signalization and why that was regionally significant. And I think we satisfied him on that score. He was thinking that it shouldn't be classified as regionally significant. But there's actually, I think you included a rule or a guide.
Yeah, on that issue, if it's an individual intersection, if you're signalizing that's exempt. 93.127. However, single interconnections, things that affect multiple intersections, even though it's all in the purview of regionally significant, if we're amending the TIP to add those types of projects, they let you amend those projects there without rerunning conformity, but just the regs ask that when we do run a conformity, we include those projects in the travel plan model, which we do. So that's a final call. There might be extra, us being extra careful, but rather just
err
on the side of caution
and
just call it
visually. Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you? it cuts out of things like when I talk or when it's cutting out, but that's all right. I have multiple comments regarding that list.
Okay.
Nothing that's going to, I think, make a whole lot of difference in regards to what's being considered the travel demand model, and most importantly, what's really significant. But there are a number of comments I've got about how things are shown in the table. I can put those, reduce them to writing and send it in here this afternoon to everybody.
Okay.
Or we can chat about it right now, but I leave it up to you guys.
Why don't you just, go ahead and just reduce it to writing and we'll email it out to everybody, Brad, if that's okay.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine.
Are they mostly,
Hey,
Brad, this is Mike. Are they, Mike Henderson? Are they mostly on format? Like they were last year?
Here's one example. On page one, did you guys have that in front of you?
No, we don't.
No.
Okay. Well, what I would do is I would list it out, page one, the TIP number, needs a description of work statement. There isn't one. There's some other questions in regards to...
Description of, Brad, this is Jason. Description of work, I guess I got deleted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, column 7, text got wrapped around weird, but column 7 has a description of work.
Yeah, normally it does, but on that, and on most all of them it does.
Well, some projects
this
just
one,
don't...
It'll show ITS in little print, but, you know, normally there's a statement that describes what's being done. And then that column 7, the first comment I would have is there's no heading name on it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what, you know,
right,
what you want that to represent, but it does provide just more descriptive information, but probably needs to be a heading on it, or should be a heading in the future on it. Stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, another one would be where we've got in the investment type, where we'll list reconstruction / replacement, but yet in that column 7, it'll be a resurfacing, or it'll be resurfacing, we'll say, or it'll be a replacement, where we know what it is, and then other times we will show, if we know what it is, we call it a resurfacing. Why not do that with all these? Because, you know, where you know it's a replacement, why would we want to call the investment type out as a reconstruction / replacement when it is a replacement, or a resurfacing,
Brad,
or reconstruction replacement when it's a resurfacing?
Brad, that's our database, so it just, that's the column, number 12 is reconstruction / resurfacing, so.
No, I understand.
That's how it shows up in there, so short of me going through 600 some odd projects and pulling each one out, it's going to stay like that. I mean, we do have some additional, like the description provides additional description, but the investment type just kind of gives that overall, like what type of project is it, you know, reconstruction / resurfacing without adding lanes. So that's.
I hear you there. I'll put it together.
That's a
What we maybe could merit some discussion, now that might be a good thing, would be a couple of them where, you know, when we talk about, take for instance on, I think it's page 2, investment type reconstruction / replacement, and I think it's 53.19.14.
Yeah.
I think we have it as not reasonably significant. Exempt, I'm sorry, on top of our exempt, where we speak to, in our guidance, we speak to reconstructing bridges, it's exempt when there's no additional travel lane. You know, and that's what we have in our criteria. How does it apply to replacing bridges? Replacing bridges is the same thing if there's no additional travel lane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or reconstructing roadways versus bridges.
Correct.
That's something that down the road maybe we can look at. It's not going to affect this, but it does affect that question. We call something exempt, but when you look into our criteria, it's not covered in our criteria. Where it's not that it's reasonably significant, but it may actually be maybe not reasonably significant. everybody and see if it makes sense to people.
Okay.
To me, it'd be just more of an opportunity to just lend some clarity to the work product that we have in front of us right now, and possibly clarification and transparency in our guidance to make that the connection maybe even a little sounder. I don't know.
Okay. No, those are some points well taken. Luna just came into the room, and so why don't I have her just give the group a little update on where we're at, the modeling, and what did you see?
I think we have everything we needed from Jason. We got everything by yesterday, and no more changes today.
No more changes.
So we're going to incorporate what he has given us and then start the runs as soon as we can, because right now we're pretty out there in terms of time.
Right. Put together next week. We're hoping to get together.
Correct.
Have it together next week. So.
Yes.
Okay. But we're still kind of in that same time frame, right?
Yeah, so far, I mean, if all goes as planned, we should be able to go meet with them.
Great.
And Jason, you're not coming anymore.
No more changes.
It's not my fault. It's everyone else that come to me. It's like, what is this dude? I said 2 weeks ago.
These guys down here at the corner club.
They're not the culprits. It's actually the Illinois local roads.
Okay. Gotcha.
Never mind.
Now, who was that? Local roads?
What's that? It was just Illinois. It was just the project listing. You know, it took a little while to get it, the carryover project. So
sure.
All of us was just, if you earmark projects, usually significant getting bumped to Horizon. It's not an issue.
It's not an issue. It's more just, he gets down and restarts and it's just the chain.
I'm sure. I thought we made a commitment not to make any changes.
Well, they didn't make any changes. They just didn't. I just didn't get it until yesterday. So. That's no issue.
Yeah.
I'll keep on trucking.
Yep.
Okay. I think that's all we really had on the agenda. If there's anything else from the group, any other items to be brought forward?
I'm going to be going to a HASHTO air quality peer review next week. So if anybody's got anything they want to find out about, I know CMAC's going to be on the agenda. Hotspot stuff, there's all kinds of stuff that's on the agenda. Hopefully I can find out a little bit more about, things that are significant for this area and report when I come back.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, he's right here. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, what can you chat a little bit about what that is that you're going on next week?
Well, I think the intention was it's an HASHTO air quality peer review for DOTs. And FHWA is paying for one person from every state to attend. I don't know if they got one person from every state to attend, but they're going to talk about air quality topics and find out what other states are doing as far as
where's it at, Mike?
Air quality efforts. It's at Marriott Hotel next to Reagan Airport.
In D.C. then?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Sorry. I'm a ways away from the speaker. I'll talk louder.
How many days are you going to be out there?
Two.
Well, that's a good deal. What's the objective?
I'll find out what other states are doing and try to find new things that people want to spend their efforts on.
So they'll produce a report that comes out of that?
I would assume. It's an HASHTO conference. Although Cecilia will be there, I think, and Meg Petulski from EPA.
Well, I know you'll represent the state of Missouri well. Did they also ask for any MPO participants?
No, FHWA paid for travel for one individual from each state DOT.
And so they didn't open it up to any MPOs?
No. that may be another one at some other time, but this one's just...
Good deal.
Okay, if there is no other business before the group, why don't we call the meeting to adjourn?
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.